Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Polls show Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is in a strong position to become the state's next governor. Last weekend, she won the Democratic Party's endorsement at its state convention, finishing well ahead of Senator Sonia Chang Diaz. But to win, Healey will need the support of voters, first in the primary in September and then the general election in November. In the first of a series of profiles of the candidates running for governor, WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on the life and politics of Maura Healey.
We're good. Okay, good. So we're recording.
Okay, great.
Okay, Maura Healey, welcome. Thank you for doing this.
It's great to be with you, Anthony.
Yeah.
When we sat down recently with Maura Healey, we started with her unusual journey to Massachusetts. She was born at the Bethesda Naval Hospital in Maryland, but her grandmother, who came from Newbury, Mass., was determined that her granddaughter be born on Massachusetts soil. So she dug up some dirt from her hometown, put it in a bag, and took it to Bethesda.
I don't know how it quite happened, but she was able to get into that delivery room, slip that bag under the delivery table so that they could say, while it was in Bethesda, I was born over Massachusetts soil.
I see.
I don't know how they got away with that, but they did.
Healey, who's now 51, grew up on the New Hampshire coast, the oldest of five kids. By the time she was 10, her parents had split up, and her mom, a school nurse, was raising Healey and her four siblings on her own.
She sold her wedding ring and used it to pave a half a basketball court out behind our house. And that's where I think probably a lot of my basketball career took off.
That's where it began.
Basketball took Healey through Harvard, where she co-captained the women's team, and then to Austria, where she played professionally for 2 years. She still plays. In fact, a few years back, the 5'4" Healey took on the 6'6" Governor Charlie Baker in a one-on-one game of horse. She beat him.
I knew how good my opponent was. I mean, she, like, played overseas, and I'm just happy to have gotten all the way to last point.
It's funny. I never even realized how short I was. Being that small and playing that game, I think you learn a little bit about toughness. You learn about taking on bigger people and bigger interests.
After law school at Northeastern, Healey began her legal career, and in 2007 landed at the Massachusetts Attorney General's office. As head of the Civil Rights Division, she led the state's successful challenge of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which allowed states to deny rights to same-sex married couples. And as Attorney General, Healey has joined with other states to fight new restrictions on abortion across the country.
I think we have to be incredibly vigilant. The number of anti-LGBTQ bills proposed around this country, the number of anti-abortion bills. I'm going to make sure to do everything I can to protect the right to abortion and also to protect the rights of LGBTQ community members. It's really, really important.
Ladies and gentlemen, students and adults, Attorney General Maura Healey.
Healey won her first race for Attorney General in 2014. 2 years later, Donald Trump was elected president, and Healey's job suddenly had a new focus. Here she is at a town meeting in Arlington, 1 month after Trump's election. She promised to block any effort to roll back civil rights, immigrant rights, health care, or environmental protections.
And I want you to know that we may do it through litigation, we may do it through our own rulemaking, we may do it through enforcement of our own.
Healey made good on that threat. Her office initiated or joined dozens of legal challenges against the Trump administration, many of which were successful. The flurry of litigation elated many Democrats and enraged Republicans.
For the most part, these are politically motivated lawsuits.
This is Republican Cape Cod attorney Dan Shores back in 2018 when he ran against Healey for attorney general.
And so for every lawsuit that the sitting attorney general files against the Trump administration, that's one more drug dealer that goes free or one more public official who commits an act of corruption or one more senior who's defrauded.
Healey denies that, insisting that her office was able to carry on its other work. And she says challenging the Trump administration was necessary to protect people in Massachusetts.
We knew we had to be there to step in, to defend immigrant communities, to defend Dreamers, to defend the Affordable Care Act. I could go down the list.
Our future governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Maura Healey.
Thank you.
As Healey campaigns in Brockton and other cities across the state, she has a huge advantage in the race for governor. She's already won 2 statewide elections and built a wide network of supporters.
Listen, take care, everybody, okay?
All right. Here's a button. Take a button.
That's Moses Rodriguez pushing the campaign buttons and posters for Healey. Rodriguez is a Brockton city councilor and executive director of the Cape Verdean Association.
Well, she's a fighter. You know, she's been fighting against the federal government, against some of the businesses that were predatorial towards folks in our community here. So we want to make sure that we do what we can to elevate her as our next governor.
As Maura Healey accepted her party's endorsement on Saturday in Worcester, she promised to champion a number of policies to help families.
We're going to put money back in people's pockets by cutting costs of housing, energy, and health care. We're going to create housing all across the state so people who live here and people who come here can actually afford to stay here. We're going to invest in...
But some progressives say Healey is too conservative on issues like criminal justice. For example, Healey pushed to expand the state's wiretapping law. She supported no-knock warrants and facial recognition software in some circumstances. Jonathan Cohn is the policy director for the group Progressive Massachusetts, which endorsed Sonia Chang Diaz for governor. Cohn says Healey often sides with law enforcement and is too comfortable working within the current criminal justice system instead of fighting to reshape it.
If inequities are baked into a system, if you're accepting the system as it is, you'll never fully address them because she's largely operating as a law enforcement official.
Cohn also faults Healey for opposing the 2016 ballot question to legalize recreational marijuana and for not embracing another progressive goal, single-payer health care. Healey says she's committed to lowering health care costs in other ways, though she doesn't say exactly how. In fact, she's offered very few policy specifics, even on her campaign website. But she defends her record this way.
I'm really proud of my progressive record as Attorney General and as a civil rights leader of standing up on racial justice, on social justice, on reproductive justice, on environmental justice, on criminal justice reform.
Healey says, among other things, she's proud of leading the push to grant driver's licenses to unauthorized immigrants in the state. She's also proud to be the first openly gay Attorney General in U.S. history.
That does mean something to me. I'm proud of who I am.
And if she wins in November, she'd become the country's first elected lesbian governor.
I'm always moved when young people of the LGBTQ community come up to me, and they do, to talk about seeing me in this role and that it gives them some comfort, that they can be who they want to be. Kids need to understand and believe that they are loved, they are seen, and that they can be whoever they are.
The last 3 attorneys general who ran for governor of Massachusetts lost. But with polls in her favor and with a competitive nature of a point guard, Healey is in a good position to reverse that curse in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.